Should I quit my job and be a realtor?
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey, I know you've been interested in real estate for some time. You might have thought about a career in real estate. And actually, I get a lot of requests from people like you asking, Gary, you know, I've been thinking, I want to go into real estate. What do you think about the career? What's it like? And I have a couple of tips for you today to help you to determine whether real estate is for you or not. But before I get into this, subscribe if you haven't done so already. Hit the notification bell. Hey, and when you listen to these things that you need to consider and you find value into it, hit a thumbs up and comment. Comment about how this has helped you. So today in this video, I'm gonna share 5 things you need to consider if you're thinking about whether you should go into real estate yourself. Number 1, benefits versus no benefits. In the corporate world, you are working in an environment which provides health benefits, medical benefits, and dental benefits, and maybe vacation. But if you're working as a real estate agent, especially in the beginning, you don't have that kind of luxury. You are working a lot and you don't have the luxury to spend on purchasing medical plans and dental plans. So if you're looking for a career where you get all the benefits, vacation and all that, real estate is not for you. Number 2, like I mentioned in number 1 that you're gonna be working a lot, the difference between short hours and long hours. You are going to be working your brains out in the first couple of years in real estate. Why? Because you have to get your name out there. People have to notice you. You have to establish your presence online and online and offline. You have to establish your authority and your expertise, and you have to meet a ton of people, and people have to know about you so that they can talk about you. So it's important that you know that a career in real estate doesn't mean, oh yeah, I just close a deal here or there and I get paid like 6 figures. It's not like that. To be successful, at least in the beginning, be prepared to put in long hours. When I say long hours, for me, in the first couple of years, I was putting in anywhere from 60 to 100 hours a week. And if you're scared of that number, then better not get into real estate. Number 3, the third thing you should consider is the work-life balance versus work-life integration. If you think you can work 8 hours and then you can take the rest of the day off, in real estate, especially in the beginning, it's not gonna be like that. Your clients are gonna want to get a hold of you almost all the time. And they're going to be calling you and requesting documents, requesting showings, and wanting to find information on this and that. And you will not be able to have the work-life balance that a typical corporate career offers. So what I learned is work-life integration. When you go on vacations, you're integrating it with learning and you're integrating it with family time. And every time you go to a conference, you try to bring your family, and then you try to have family time while you're working. And you're just integrating it together. So you need to learn how to do that if you want to go into real estate, at least in the beginning. Until you get to the point where your leads are coming in, you have a lot of clients, then you can establish maybe like a 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or whatever time frame that works for you so you can dedicate time for your family. The 4th thing to consider is marketing. And when I say marketing, it includes branding and positioning and your online presence and your social media and all of that. And then on top of that, you gotta think about your finances, right? Your taxes, your expenses, your operations of how you do things. So I kinda jumbled all this up into the 4th thing of marketing, but you know it's beyond just marketing. So think about that. Are you willing and ready to be the chief marketing director, chief marketing officer of your business? Are you ready to be the chief human resources officer? Are you ready to be the CFO of your own business? Because as a real estate agent, in the beginning, you are going to be that kind of person. Number five is certainty versus uncertainty. In real estate, at least in the beginning, you're not sure when the next deal is gonna come. It could be up, you're gonna have a deal, and then you could have no deal for a couple months. So there is no stable salary every 2 weeks. There is no stable income. So you have to be comfortable with that. It's not certain. So you have an aspect of uncertainty in this career, at least in the beginning. So you have to be comfortable with uncertainty and whether that jives with you, whether you're ready for that, and whether you're able to take on these kind of risks. So before you think about quitting your job and going and being a real estate agent, those are just a couple of things. I mentioned about six things, but it's actually, you can tell a lot more than that. Those are the six things you should consider. And if you have any more questions, hey, leave a comment below. You can always reach out. My email and contact information is in the comments in the description below. If you haven't done so already, subscribe, thumbs up, share this video if it has added value to you, or if you think someone else you know should listen to this video. And until next time, I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.